Do you know what football and family life have in common? Well, there's actually a lot, but maybe the most important is this. Half-hearted effort isn't good enough. Both require to give it your all. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. During my freshman year, I wanted to play quarterback on the high school football team, but I guess you could say I had a lot of growing up to do. And with me, it wasn't a question of laziness. I had all the physical abilities, but my broken childhood had led me to believe I wasn't good enough. I lacked confidence. So like many people, I found it easy to run away from challenges. I didn't want to give it my all, and that way, I'd have an excuse if I failed. But that's when my coach, Paul Morrow, stepped in. One afternoon at practice, he caught me going through the motions of half-heartedly jogging through our wind sprints. He grabbed me by the face mask and glared into my eyes. "Listen," he yelled, "if you're going to be the quarterback of this team, you gotta lead it." And that was a turning point in my life, not just for football, but for many other areas. A lot of husbands and fathers could use someone like Paul Morrow in their life, too. Someone who will grab them by the face mask and tell them to get their head in the game. Because men, when it comes to loving your wife and kids, you have to give it your all. Nothing else will do. For more help building a thriving family, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.